At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hour number two here, Christian Arcand Show, WEEI. We're live in our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. It's nice to have you with us here tonight on this Tuesday, the 18th of November. Happy birthday to my wife, Cindy. And don't forget, you can stream WEEI anytime on the Odyssey app, as well as the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. And you can do that, especially if you're not in any of the following places. Boston, of course, also up in Portland and Saco, Upper Valley, Keene, Brattleboro, Springfield, Worcester, Providence, Cape Cod, and the Islands. Mike Dussault, 7:30, going to be talking with him from Patriots.com. Excited to welcome him back into the fold here at the Christian Arcand Show. What you just heard was Brian Hoyer, who was a guest on WEEI Afternoons, and I thought what he had to say there was very, very true. He's so right, especially the part at the end about how you can't just assume that you're going to be back there. You can't just assume that because you got this young quarterback and you're 9-2 and the coach seems to have this great culture and the camaraderie in the locker room. Well, you know what happens after season's over? The locker room changes. It does. It's very rare in the NFL that you bring everybody back. The Celtics tried it. They tried it, and then they had to sell the team. And by the way, even when they did it, it didn't work. They lost to the Knicks, bringing everybody back. Different sports, obviously. The Patriots, ironically, between the last year of Belichick and the first year of Gerard Mayo, brought everybody back too, and that clearly didn't work. Or it did if you were trying to maintain the status quo of four wins. I guess it worked out just fine there. But it is very, very tough to do. And that's not to say that I think the Patriots are going to try and bring this whole team back or whatever. But one of the things that everyone raves about is this team's camaraderie. This team's camaraderie is great. And you can think that Mike Vrabel is this great culture builder and that no matter who he brings in here, they'll be able to fall in line. People thought that about Belichick, too. And they made a whole documentary about that 2009 team that he couldn't get to play the way he wanted to. Tom Brady was still there. You know, there was a lot of guys on that team that were champions, and that team couldn't do anything. They got bounced in the first round by Ray Rice and the Ravens. The next year, they lost to the Jets and Mark Sanchez. So, you know, like, it's even if you think your culture is great, and the Patriots' culture, obviously, was a great culture in terms of winning. They won a ton of games, but they weren't always great. They just weren't. And they clearly were in the championship years and even some of the non-championship years. 2007, that was a great team, obviously, with a great culture. It was an incredible team. The culture in that locker room was A-OK. No one was complaining about it. And I think that that's kind of an important factor here. This team's camaraderie is a big part of who they are and what they are. Who knows if that's going to carry over year to year? Who knows if that's going to carry over to next year? It's really anybody's guess. Houston Texans thought they had it all figured out. The Washington Commanders thought so too. The NFL happens, man. Like, you know, you can't, there's nothing you can do about it. And I also think that part of the reason why I was so skeptical about this team being good is because of how freakishly successful Bill Belichick and Tom Brady were for 20 plus years, right? The last couple of years coming off of that, coming off of like 2019, their last Brady season, or if you want to even take it a little more recently, since 2021, that first year with Mac Jones, it seemed like, because clearly this year it's not the case, but it seemed like they had dug a massive hole for themselves. From 2022 until now, I thought that they had done more damage than apparently they had. And that's missed drafts, whiffs in free agency, not spending in free agency. It's, you know, like down in the bottom of the NFL and cash spending. Not only that, but they're last in all the report cards down at the bottom of the NFLPA report cards, which means no one wants to come play there in the first place. You had DK Metcalf on there. I wouldn't go to New England no matter what. He's like, I don't like the weather. And we know why. It doesn't matter. And it's all sort of to say this. That's adversity. That's not adversity that this team created this year. Mike Vrabel had nothing to do with that. He had nothing to do with the previous 4 years of bad drafts or however many years you want to go back. It can go back further than that if you want. But let's just stick with, like, the most recent ones. And when I say bad drafts, I don't mean no one came out of them. Obviously, Drake May and Christian Gonzalez did and a handful of other guys. But in large part, you had some almost clean sheets in terms of guys that never really ended up contributing anything or were good for, you know, a couple of weeks and then out the door. That usually sets a team back pretty far. When you kind of suck already and then you miss on, you know, three or four or five drafts in a row, only picking up one player or two and not really anything in terms of the depth that's supposed to be created in drafts, that's a problem. That's a major problem because then you got to spend money in order to fill those gaps, and the Patriots just don't spend that kind of money. They just don't. Not on players they don't know a lot about. At least not, you know, when it's not one of those every 4 year big spending years. And I think that that's adversity that you don't necessarily bring up like you'd bring up, you know, an injury in season or what have you. But it is the type of thing that holds a lot of teams back. Teams that draft poorly don't end up going 9-2, you know, like 4 years after some of these drafts. That's what everyone always says. You don't really know what you have in a draft until 3 or 4 years down the road. I kind of agree with that. I kind of agree. You know if you have someone good right away. You know, if you have someone who slots right in and starts kicking ass immediately, then you know you have something there. But a lot of times, if you draft somebody, they start off as a backup. Maybe they don't play it all their first year. You know, if we're talking about third, fourth, fifth round picks, that's generally the case. Travion Henderson, you know, we're seeing what he is right now. He may not have had that opportunity if Stevenson didn't go down or fumble as much as he did or whatever. You know, like that's the way it goes. Injuries, things open up spots, poor play, etc. But when you don't have sort of a cachet of cost-controlled players that may not be starting caliber, but you can at least put on the field and feel okay about, then you have to figure out a way to fill those gaps. And the Patriots did it this year in free agency. They did. They're still thin. It's not like they filled out everything. But they did manage to do that. And that's important. They also did something that I feel like has been really a kiss of death for a lot of teams. And that's when you have to wade back into that rookie quarterback market. When you have to do that, I know for a lot of teams, it's the only way to ever break the cycle is to finally hit on the guy. But Mac Jones, I mean, he was top 15, not exactly a top 10 or even top 5 like they have right now, top 3. But that is just such a crapshoot, isn't it? Going back into the rookie quarterback market, even when you think you got a blue chipper, you never know. You never ever know. These quarterbacks, man, it's so dicey. It really is. And I was concerned about that. I was concerned about, okay, well, you just had a horrible experience with Mac Jones here. Really the type that would you know, make a quarterback drafted to this organization wish that they weren't. If this is how it's going to go, and now you're coming off of firing Bill, bringing in a guy who's totally unprepared for any of this, an offensive coordinator who has never been an offensive coordinator before, that's whose hands you're in right now to kick off your career, Drake May. Good luck with that.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I was dubious about Josh McDaniels coming back and working under Mike Vrabel. I was dubious about Mike Vrabel. Based on the way things ended in Tennessee, I was hesitant to do that because I thought that all of that stuff I just mentioned was going to set this team back far enough that even if Vrabel was successful and even if Josh McDaniels was able to get something out of Drake May, it wasn't going to be enough to overcome the fact that they've had 4 or 5 years of whiffs on drafts and some pretty lousy free agent signings and most of the time not even spending the money in free agency. I thought that was really going to dig them a deeper hole than it has. And I think that's a testament to Vrabel. It's a testament to Drake May. It's a testament to Josh McDaniels and everybody else who's involved in all of this, who's really hands-on when it comes to what this team and what this offense has been all about.
We've always had a situation where we spend to the cap.
Okay. I mean, down at the bottom in cash spending almost every single year. Still lead the NFL. Despite a big-time shopping spree this offseason, still have more cap space than anybody in the NFL. The most. And that's been going on a couple of years. And when you're 4-13, you look at it and you say, well, they're 4-13. What do you want? When you're 9-2, that looks a lot worse. And I think that that's the type of adversity that doesn't really get talked about that much. It's not the same as your quarterback getting hurt or Christian Gonzalez in the hamstring or Milton Williams or whatever this ankle sprain is or any of that stuff. That's more obvious adversity. But I think that in terms of building the roster and creating this culture with a lot of players that were brought in from other places and came here because they got offered free agent contract, that's hard to do. And Vrabel's done that. And Drake May, despite having two offensive coordinators and two head coaches in 2 years, has now emerged as this superstar. The Patriots have three coaches in the last 3 years. What team that you can say that about ever ends up going 11-2? You know, it's beyond the pale. You never see that. You never see a team on its third coach in 3 years get this good all of a sudden. It's very, very rare. I haven't done research to back that up. That just kind of came to me. But I think I'm on solid ground there. How often does that happen? How often are there three coaches in 3 years, period? You know, it's not a very common occurrence in the NFL. Usually after you fire the one coach, you give the next guy a little bit of time. Not here. Not that I think he deserved it, but it should, you know, like that was, and thank God he didn't, by the way. Thank God Kraft wasn't too proud to make that move. And really, I mean, if this ends up being something that lasts, That ugliness at the end of the Belichick era and that 1 year of Gerard Mayo, people are going to wipe that right out. I don't know if that's going to be enough to get Kraft into the Hall of Fame. I think he should have been there a long time ago personally, but it does seem like there's an agenda to keep him out. But if he gets back to relevancy again and he's got a legitimate chance at bringing this team back to maybe not what they were, but back to a relevant Super Bowl contender again.
Young Thundercat.
I mean, that is going to be, for Kraft anyway, and the Kraft family, a tremendous, tremendous accomplishment. And not an easy one, considering what they're up against here over these last 5 years. And I know that they did play a bit of a role in that. I mean, they're the ones who cut the checks, or don't cut the checks in this instance. But it would be, I think, a real testament to them as well. 617-779-7937 is the phone number.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.